Now, Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that's his last man, Yoma, that holds that if you eat chametz, you're potter from paying back. Reb Yakiva, Reb Yechina ben Nuri, Kula Svirlu, they all hold chametz for Pesach Osabano. They all hold chametz for Pesach is alocha, it's Osabano. Well, what pligi? So what was the machlokes before between Reb Yakiva and Reb Yechina ben Nuri? That Reb Akiva said, if you eat the chametz on Pesach, you're potter for paying back. And Reb Yechina ben Nuri said, you're chayiv to pay back. Aye, if Reb Yechina ben Nuri holds that chametz on Pesach is osur banom, so why if you eat this truma now that's chametz, why do you have to pay back? What was the machlokes? Of all pligi, this is the machlokes. So Reb Akiva said, lefi damim mishalim. The locher is, if you eat truma, the reason why you have to pay is because you wamafsid the coin. You took some value away from the coin. Now, chametz on Pesach has no value at all. It's osur banom. Therefore, you're potter. If you eat truma, that's chametz on Pesach, you're potter from paying the coin. We have Yechin ben Nuri Sobar, the first tzad, lefei midah mishalim. He holds no, that this chiddush, if you eat truma b'shoigig, that the new chiyuv tashlumim, that the Torah says you have to badafka pay back peiros, what's the pshat in paying back dafka peiros fruit? You can't pay back money, because it's not a chiyuv to pay back the value, but it's a chiyuv to pay back the amount. If you ate a pound of chametz, the halacha is you have to pay back a pound of chametz, even though it's not worth a penny. So what? The halacha is lefi midah mishalim. That's Reb Yechinen ben Nuri shita. So that's what Abaye is telling us. For the Gemara shita, avadras pshat. That's what we learned before also. What's Abaye's chiddush here? That was the machlokes before between Reb Akiva and Reb Yechinen ben Nuri. The Gemara says like this. Now the time I would think Reb Yechinen ben Nuri namik Reb Akiva sirulei. Maybe no. Maybe everybody holds. Really, it's lefi damim mishalim. Reb Yechinen ben Nuri also holds, when you eat truma, you have to pay back the value that you ate. So the kasher is, if you ate chametz on Pesach the truma, why does Reb Yechinen ben Nuri say you have to pay back? It has no value. You're telling me now it's osur banom. Maybe no. The yom lefi damim mishalim. He really holds lefi damim. How much it's worth? So why do you have to pay back chametz on Pesach? It's not worth anything. I tell you, v'yosam ein netayno the kamechayiv mishum the sovar law k'Reb Yosi Aglili. Maybe Reb Yechinen ben Nuri also holds like Reb Yosi Aglili that chametz is mutar banor in Pesach. So really, everybody holds that the chiyuv tashlumim if you eat truma b'shoigeg is lefi damim. How much it's worth? Now why are you chayiv? Because the other Reb Yosi Aglili shita that chametz is mutar banor, so it has some value to the kohen. So you're stealing this value from the kohen. That's why you have to pay back. The yomar chametz of the yomar that Reb Yosi Aglili holds chametz of Pesach is mutar banor. Kamash Mlon, so Abaye is telling us not like that. That you should know Reb Yechinen ben Nuri holds chametz on Pesach is osur banor. And the only reason why he says you chayav to pay back, because he holds lefi midah mishalim, lefi the amount that you ate, that's the chayav to pay back. You ate a pound of apples, you have to pay back a pound of apples to the kohen and add a fifth to it. So even though you ate chametz, a pound of bread on Pesach, even though it's not worth a penny, so what? The chayav is to pay back another pound of chametz to the kohen. That's Pshat Reb Yechinen ben Nuri. For the Gemara, how did Rabbi know to say this? Maybe it's like a true the Habamina. Maybe Reb Yechinen ben Nuri holds lefi damim mishalim, and he holds like Reb Yosi Aglili that chametz is mutar bano. What's your right? He holds lefi midah. And the Gemara in Cain, if Reb Yechinen ben Nuri really holds that it's mutar bano, why didn't the answer back to Reb Kiva nahadale Reb Yechinen ben Nuri the Reb Kiva? Reb Yechinen ben Nuri should have answered back Reb Kiva, the one that's arguing on him. He hechi the same way to Mahadale Reb Lezer Chasmo, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Just like Reb Lezer Chasmo, he answered back to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov and said what? He says, yes, miyakasho, is chametz worth anything? He answered back, yes. The Kohen could take it, or Maritza lefi kalboi, or Masikla tachas avshilo. He said, sure. The Kohen could take this chametz on Pesach and give it to his dog teeth, or he could give it to burn. So that was Reb Lezer Chasmo's answer, because he holds clearly chametz is mutzav anon. Now, if Reb Yechinen ben Nuri also holds like this, why didn't he answer this way? Since Reb Yechinen ben Nuri didn't answer back this raya, it's raya he holds no, that chametz is taka osur banor in Pesach. Now, the reason why he holds yechayev to pay back keren v'chaymish, because he holds the fee midah mishalim. Like that, the first start of the chakira. That the chiyev tashlumim is a new type of the chiyev. You pay back the fee midah. You took a pound, you have to give back a pound. That's the chiyev.
Yeah.
So why do you pay for
the whole
Karen?
You only pay for the
sukkah. And
the chlamis,
what do you pay back? Yeah, the Karen means how much it's worth. What is it worth? It means the worth means, you're right, the worth means how much it's worth, how much a kohen can sell it for. What can he sell it for? Only the value of the anor. That's what he can sell it for, right. Kerem means how much anor he gets from it. So kitzel, coming out from a chokes tanoim, our first chakira, when ye truma b'shagid, you pay back the femida, or the fee domim, it's a machlokes tanoim. Tona rabbonim, hoichel kizayis truma, if some of Yisrael eats the kizayis of truma, you're not allowed to, but b'shagid ye the kizayis truma, the locher is, mishalan kerem b'chaymish. If you waited b'shagid, you didn't realize it was truma, or you forgot it's also tea truma, the locher is, you have to pay back kerem b'chaymish. Even if you only ate the kizayis. Abishoyal Oimer, Achiei Bo Shavaprut, he holds no. It's not enough that you ate the kizayis. You have to eat a Shavaprut. It has to be worth a pruta. That's like the smallest of coin they had at that time. It has to at least be the value of a pruta. If it's not the value of a pruta, you're potter. And posh is the opposite way also. If once it has the value of a pruta, even though it's not even a kizayis, you'd also be chayav according to Abishoyal. It's not totally in the sheer achil of a kizayis. It's totally in the Shavuos that it's worth a pruta. So Mar explains the machlokes. My time of the Tanakama, what's the pshat of the Tanakama that he holds? It's totally in the kizayis. Omakro, the posik says, the ish ki yoicha kodesh bishkogam. If a person eats truma b'shoigeg, he has to pay back. So the posik says yoichal eating, and the klal always is the achilah b'kizayis. Whenever the Torah says something about eating it, you have to at least eat a kizayis. Olive size of that food, that's called an achilum. Like by matzah, you makayim the mitzvah matzah, you eat the kizayis of the matzah. But the Torah says loshen achilum. Any issu, the Torah says not eat it. When the Torah says loshen achilum, you're only over the averim if you eat a kizayis. Less than the kizayis is only a chatzi shir. Here the pasuk says achilum, therefore the tashlumim is only with the shir of an achilum, of which is a kizayis. Abishoyal, what's Abishoyal's pshat? The Abishoyal, my timer. Or makro, the end of the pasuk says, Vinosan. The post says if you eat the truma, you have to give back the kodesh to the kohen. It says Vinosan. On the sinner, when you give something, a giving has to at least be the value of a shavapruta. If it's not worth a pruta, that's not called a mice in the sinner. The sinner means I'm giving you like a matana here, I'm giving you a payment back. A payment means at least the value of a shavapruta. If it's not worth a shavapruta, it's not called a tashlumin. That's Abishol's diik. Vidach, Fredimora, Abishol, Haksiv Yoichal, I Gefrata says the word Achilah also. So you should have to, but after have the Kizayis. Why is it enough to have a Shavah Prutum? The Torah says Lashon Achilah. And the Gemara, it's a diik. Hi, Ahu, Prat Lamazik, who the Yasa. The reason why the Torah says Kiyoichal, like we had before, if you're only Mazik Truma, you're Potter. Let's say you take Truma B'Shoigig, you don't realize it's Truma. And you throw it into the oven to have anor from it. You mazik it. In such a case, you potter from the keren and chaymish. Or you potter from the chaymish. You have to pay like a regular gazlin. But the chiddush we say, if you take truma b'shoigig, that you have to pay back a chaymish, an extra fifth, that's only kiyoichal. If you eat the truma, like we had before, either eat it, or else drink it, or else rub yourself with it. You smear the oil on your body. But if you mazik it, that's called like a regular mazik, you potter from chaymish. That's why the pasuk says kiyoichal. But how much do you have to eat to be mechayev to pay back the chaymish? A shava pruta. Yeah. The Tanakama, Ayoksi v'nosan, why does the Tanakama say it's enough of either kizayis? Either posik says v'nosan, which usually means a shava pruta. Ha'umi boilei ledovar royal liyas kodesh. The pasuk says v'nosan means that if you eat truma, we're saying now the chiv is to pay back the same thing you ate and make what you ate now into truma. Like if you ate a pound of apples, you have to give back apples and these apples become truma. Prat li oichel trumas chamsa pesach. He holds like we had before the drosha, according to Reb Loza ben Yaakov, that if you eat truma, which is chametz on Pesach, you're potter from tashlumin. Because the pasuk says v'nosan, you have to give back something that can also become truma. And chametz on Pesach can't become truma, like we had before. The exact reason we'll see later on why not. But you can't make chametz on Pesach into truma. So therefore, if you eat chametz, which is truma ready on Pesach, you're potter from paying back the tashlumim of a chaymish. Because you can't make your v'nosan, your tashlumim, into truma. This is the machlokes Tanakama and Abishoyal. how much truma do you have to eat to be mechayiv yourself to pay back a chomish? Tana Rabbanan, this writer says, ho'ichel truma pachos mikazayis. If somebody eats truma less than a shear of a kazayis, he is dalocha mishalem es a keren. You only pay back keren, that's all, like a regular gazlin. V'yeinu mishalem es a chomish. But you put them from a chomish. This comes out very good, like the Tanakam before. Now since the Pasuk says here, ki yoichal, ish ki yoichal, you only chayiv if you eat the kezayis, that's when you have a chayiv to pay back this extra chaymish. But if you don't need a kezayis, you're potter from paying back the chaymish. But the keren you have to pay back was like a regular gazlin. So if you eat a pachas mikezayis, the keren you have to pay back, but not the chaymish. For the Gemara Hechidami, how are we talking about? If in this chatzi kezayis, this half of an olive, it's not worth a shavaprutam, keren amulon ishalim. That's always the klal. If you steal something worth less than a shavaprutam, you're potter from paying back. Because we always say, pachos shavapruta has no din tashlumin. It lives like a mechila. So if what you ate is worth less than a shavaprutam, pshita, there's no chiyuv to pay. So why does it say you have to pay back the keren at least? Elamai, vidyas be shavaprutam, if it has the value of a shavaprutam, the chura chaymish namun l'shalim. You should have to pay back a fifth also. Like once it's worth a sheva pruto, so that's called the choshev achil already. Why don't you have to pay back a fifth also? So Murray answers Poshit. L'yoylam di'ish me sheva pruto. I'll tell you what has a sheva pruto is worth. And that's why you have to pay back the keren. You stole something from the kohen. You weighed his sheva pruto's worth of truma. So you have to pay it back. The afilu achi, even so, kiv on the less be kezayis, since you did not eat the size of the kezayis, mishalem es hakeren, v'einoy mishalem es hachoymish. You don't have to pay back the chaymish. Hey, zechur this goes like the Tanakama, that when is there a chiddush that if you eat shuma b'shoigig, you have to pay back an extra fifth? Only like the pasuk says, v'ish ki yoicham, if you eat the size of a kezayis, an olive, at least the size of an olive. If you eat less than the size of an olive, you're potter from paying back the chaymish. So even though it's worth a sheva pruto, like Rashi says, v'shnei b'tzoris, if there's a famine, there's not too much food around. So maybe even for a small size of food, it's worth a sheva pruto. So you stole something worth money, you have to pay back the sheva pruto. But the chaymish you put it from, because you did not eat the size of a kezayis. That's what this brisa says. Is Amru Rabbanan came with Rapapa. The Rabbanan told over this brisa to Rapapa. So they told over to Rapapa like this. Ho, the loik abashoyl. The chur of this brisa goes not like abashoyl. Push it. Because if it's like Abishoyel, Omar Abishoyel before said, Kivan Shiesh Mosheva Pruto, once you eat Truma Bishoygi, that's worth a Sheva Pruto, Afagad Lesbe Kazayis, the Khuri meant to say, even though you did not eat the size of the Kazayis, still, you're Chayat to pay back the Chaymish. Abishoyel said, the Yikir is totally in Vinosan, Adi you have a Sheva Pruto's worth, you have to pay back the Chaymish. So why does the Bryce say here, if you ate a Sheva Pruto's worth? If it's less than the kezayis, you put it from the chaymish. The chura, that's not like Abishoyel. That's what the Rabbanan told in front of Rapapa. Omalu Rapapa. Rapapa answered back, no. I'll tell you this price, it can even go according to Abishoyel. Afilu tame Abishoyel, even it goes according to Abishoyel. Abishoyel tati boy. I'll tell you, Abishoyel was a big machmer. He held you need two things. What does two things mean? It had to be a shava prut is worth, and it also has to be a kezayis. That's what Abishoyel meant to say. He meant to say, a sheva pruta, not that alone is enough. Havad Abishoyel is also asking, we need a shir achila, a kezayis. Just if you have the kezayis, that's not enough, unless you also have a sheva pruta. That's Abishoyel's pshat. So now this price comes out good, according to him also. Here where you do not eat the kezayis, you put it from the chaymish. For the Gemara, is this true? O mi boy Abishoyel tati, is it true that Abishoyel holds you need two things? For your Tanan we learned, Abishoyel said like this, if you ate a sheva prut is worth, you should know you chayi b'tashlumin. But now, Abishoyel loimer, sheyesh bo sheva prutam. If you ate truma b'shoigig, or Yisrael ate truma b'shoigig, and there was a sheva prut is worth of it, you should know chayi b'tashlumin. Shein bo sheva prutam. Let's say it's not worth a sheva prutam. Ain no chayi b'tashlumin. Your potter from the tashlum means the chaymish. You only have a chiyuv chaymish if you eat a sheva prut is worth. Omru loy, techom answered back to Abishoyel, loy omru sheva pruto. There's only aloch that you have to eat a sheva prut, el linyan mila, bovad. Linyan mila means when you're never from Hegdish. If you have something that belongs to Hegdish, aloch is there, it's also to have hanor from it, to have enjoyment from it. If you take a Hegdish's hammer and you start banging, using it, you're over the Issa mila,
and then you have to bring a korban mila. How much hanor do you have to have from Hegdish to be over the Yisra mila? You have to have a shava prutah's worth of hanor. That's when there's such a lach of a shava prutah. Avul truma. But when you come in teeting truma of a Yisrael, eats b'shoge truma from a koyin, ain't a chayiv, ad sheyiyah boy kezayis. You only chayiv yidi kezayis. If you eat less than the kezayis, you're potter. So that's what the Chum answered back to Abishol. Now, if you're going to tell me that Abishol holds you need two things, you need a Shava Prutum and a Kazayas, Kivan Sheish by Kazayas mi boile. The Chum should have tied it back to Abishol like this. Not the Lushan is up until you have a Kazayas, but you tell me Abishol also holds you need a Kazayas. They should have just said back, all you need is just a Kazayas. That you don't need the second Tanai of a Shava Prutum. It's enough that you eat a Kazayas. As long as you eat a kezayis of truma, you have to pay back a chaymish. What did they say back? That they said back, achi you by kezayis. It's to yufta. Smash mekloth to yufta. The Abishol holds, all you need is just a shava pruta. Even though it's not the shear of a kezayis, as long as you're eating a shava pruta is worth, for that alone, you chay to pay back a chaymish. And this Chacham argues and say, no, if it's only a shava pruta, but not a kezayis, you put it from the chaymish. So it's not like Rav Papa. So the more of Yafra Papa Hodabay, even Rav Papa was also chayzer from what he said. The Tanya, we learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'chato Bishkogo. If somebody was, V'chato Bishkogo, is going on Mila. If somebody had a no from Hegdish, V'chato Bishkogo. If you have a no from Hegdish, B'shoigeg, that's when you chay to being a korban. Is pratlamated. If you took a no, you took enjoyment from Hegdish, B'mezid, then you put it from a korban. For the more of Allah Dinu, the Chutz Kabel Chayma. What do I need a pasuk for? The Kabel Chayma. Or Masha Mitzvus, Madach Oda Averis, Shechay Ben Koris. If Yit Lamashal Chelev or Yit Dam, Yit Chelev B'Shoyge B'Meizid Yechay of Koris. If Yit Chelev B'Meizid, Potter Ben Esa Meizid. If you eat chayla b'meizid, you put it for a korban. A korban is only if you eat a b'shoigig. If you eat chayla b'shoigig, you have to bring a chattis. If you eat a b'meizid, you put it from a korban. Namaduch chayla. If you do a b'meizid, it's a chiyuv koris. Still, you put it from a korban. Mila, if you moil the hegdish, you have a no from hegdish. Shein by koris. Even if you do it b'meizid, there's no chiyuv koris. There's only a mitzvah b'dei shemayim. Ein adin shepotu es amezid. Avad and avad, you put it from the korban. He's madach v'achiv koris. It's a stronger achiv. If you do it the mezid, you put it from korban. If you do mila, which is only achiv mitzvah b'dei shemayim, less of achiv, pshiti you put it from the korban. So what do I need a pasuk for? Then the bride says no. Loyim amarta, maybe not like that. I'll tell you. Bishar mitzvahs shekein lechayiv ben misa. I tell you, maybe no. Only other mitzvahs like chaylev that you don't have a chiyuv mitzvah b'dei shemayim. That's why the mezid you put it from the korban. To yama b'mila, ma'ashen came by mila where you know from the moil from hegdish shechayiv bo misa. If you do it the mezid, you take hanor from hegdish. You chayiv mitzvah b'dei shemayim. Maybe you are chayiv a korban also. Talmud loy b'shkoga. That's why the pasuk has to say v'chota b'shkoga. When you have to bring a korban mila, only if you take hanor from hegdish b'shoigig. Pratla made it. That's what the Brisa says. Now, V'yomalei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok Rav Chiya Barabin. Hi Tana, what's Chan this Tana? It's of course a Madna Tana. Mikoro Alimalei Koris. At first he holds the Chiyav Koris is a stronger Chiyav. He said that's the Kabbal Chayma. Madr Chiyav there's no Chiyav Koris. Other mitzvahs that there is the Chiyav Koris you put it from the Korban. Pshiti you also put it from the Korban. Well, if Seif at the end he said no. Alimalei Misa. At the end he was Malim Misa B'dei Shemayim. So Huriyat Chazar in between us, a bit of modna. The Yomala answered back, no. Hochi Koma. This is what the Tana meant. Loyim Amarta. Not only Bishar Mitzvahs, Shekein Loichayi Ben Misam, Pepochus Mikazayas. Any other Avera. If you eat Pochus Mikazayas, you potter from Misam. If you eat Chayla Ben Mezid, you only Chayiv Chorus if you eat a Shir, a Kazayas. Less than Kazayas, you potter. To Yomala Ben Mila. Mashenkein Ben Mila, Shekhayiv Ben Misam, Pepochus Mikazayas. If you nener from Mila, if you have a no from Hegdish, even less than a Kazayas, still you chayiv. So that's the chiddush here. So that's what I would think. Maybe if you nener from Mila, you have a chiyuv korban even b'mezid. Talmudai mano b'shkoga only b'shoygi not b'mezid. The Yomalei answered back to Nuach Daitcha like a Yashker to Yodas Shanachti of Daiti. You made me calm. You calmed me down. Like he answered very good for me. The Yomalei answered back, no, Meinichusa, what are Yenza so good? The Rabbi of Rosh Hashish, Shodu Beinaga.
They both threw a hatchet here and chopped off my terrace. My terrace is no good.
Why, man, Shamadle, who's the one, who do you hear from?
The Yama that says, Hazid Bemila Bemisa, who's the one that says, if you're Nena Bemila, you're Bemazi?